Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Q4 report for Handicare conference call. At this time, all participants will be on a listen-only mode. After the speaker presentation, there will be a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this telephone conference is being recorded today, and I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker, the CEO of Handicare, Mr. Henrik Teiwik. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to Handicare's Q4 presentation. So my name is Henrik Teiwik. I'm the CEO of Handicare, and next to me, I have also Pernilla Lindén, our CFO, and we will take you through the presentation today. So if we start on page two and look at the summary of our quarterly results and also recap the year 2020. Overall, our organic growth was close to 6%, and our adjusted EBITDA over 13%, which is in line with our financial targets. Growth was fully driven by accessibility, which was fueled by some pent-up demand in some key markets in Europe, but it's also pleasing to see that all our accessibility markets were growing in the quarter. Whereas our vehicle accessibility was on par with last year, and we saw a decline in our patient handling business due to the continued restrictions in North America as a result of COVID. Our EBITDA margin continued to increase in the quarter and has doubled since last year, following the growth in accessibility in combination with our more competitive cost base as a result of the implementation of the Lift Up program. And in addition to this, our financial position remains comfortable. We continue to have a solid cash conversion of 68% and a low leverage of 1.4 times our adjusted EBITDA, which includes the 2019 dividend payout. And if we are also recapping the full year, there has, of course, been a lot of significant events in Handicare throughout the year. In the end of the first quarter, we got impacted by COVID-19, and we made swift and effective measures to address this challenging environment. And in addition to that, we have introduced a number of also measures to introduce new ways of working in this new environment. We also introduced the Lift Up program, and we're also pleased today to say that we implemented the first phase of this program ahead of plan. And as part of this, we also divested the patient handling European business to refocus the company more towards an accessibility company. In the summer, we also took the decision to establish our U.S. production for stair lifts that will be done during 2021. And I also believe this is an important initiative for us to continue to grow in the North American market. And in all of this, to recap 2020, I also want to remark that we have an organization that are delivering on these activities in an impressive and relentless way. If you go to the next page three, and double-click on COVID-19 and how we have worked on this in this new situation, I believe that we have introduced a number of measures now to make us ready for any secondary waves of this virus. In this, we have made two cost measures. One was to swiftly reduce our cost base short term, and we are now operating under continued cost control, but with a normalized cost base without any furloughs or any other short-term layoffs. And we also introduced the Lift Up program in the second half of the year, where phase one is now fully implemented with a 2020 impact of 4 million euros, and where we are now engaging in phase two and phase three of this program, which involves continuing to stabilize our patient handling business in the U.S., the profitability in that, and also introduce a number of procurement initiatives, as well as refocusing our company for growth. We have also, during this time, continued to also introduce new ways of working to protect our customers, dealers, and staff, which means that we have been able to continue to support our dealers and salespeople in the market and also continue to open, have our factories open. And this in combination with our more focused and agile organization, I believe, has strongly contributed to the Q4 results. I will now hand over to Pernilla to take us through the financial performance a little bit more in detail, and I'll come back also to summarize the presentation.
Thank you, Henrik. I'm now on page 4 of the presentation. The fourth quarter delivered a strong organic growth and an improved adjusted EBITDA margin above our financial targets. Revenue amounted to 59.2 million euros, an organic growth of 5.6%, driven by the strong performance for the accessibility segment. Patient handling and vehicle accessibility are still more negatively impacted by COVID-19. In reporting currency, we reported a decline of 4.3%. Because of our divested vehicle accessibility, Denmark is included in the comparative year, plus that we had a negative FX effect, mainly from US dollar and British pounds. If we look at it from a margin perspective, we had an EBITA at 7.9 million euro, or 13.3%. That was boosted by strong performance in the accessibility business, together with a successful completion of the structural cost reduction initiatives, being part of the Lift Up program, contributed to the overall improvement in profit. All segments improved their margin versus last year. Gross margin at 43.8%, which is an increase of 4.4% compared to last year. There are several factors contributing to the improvement, partly due to the inclusion of the divested vehicle accessibility Denmark in the comparative period, but also the direct personnel costs decreased due to good manufacturing efficiency and direct labor sustained savings attributed to the Lift Up program of approximately 0.5 million euro, as well as reduced material costs and favorable product mix. Operating expenses were down in absolute terms with 2 million, driven mainly by the sustainable cost reduction activities in the Lift Up program of approximately 1.5 million euro, which has been fully implemented during the third quarter, but also because vehicle accessibility was included in the comparative year. Our group-wide expenses, which apart from the group function costs, includes almost all IT costs for the group, overall were reduced to 2.5 million for the quarter. If we then turn to page 5, the accessibility business. Accessibility business is our largest business unit and represents 73% of Handicare's revenue. And despite the challenging market environment, our accessibility segment managed to outperform last year with a growth of 12.3%. Europe had a growth of 14.1% and North America of 7.7%. In Europe, all key markets had an organic growth compared to last year. The strong growth in the quarter is partly due to pent-up demand for it in countries like Germany and France, but also due to us engaging and working in close cooperation with our dealers and partners. North America showed a growth of 7.7% compared to a strong last year where we successfully launched the 1100 straight stairlift. If we look at the margin, we have an adjusted EBITDA margin of 12% for the quarter. It's an increase of 5.5% year on year due to strong sales and lower operating expenses in relation to sales. Operating costs were also down in absolute terms, mainly due to sustainable savings due to the Lift Up program. If we then turn to page 6 of the presentation, the patient handling. The patient handling business declined overall with 13.4%. The decrease was mainly linked to the institutional segment in both US and Canada, mainly due to restricted access to care institutions and delays in installation of ceiling track projects due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite the decrease in revenue, the adjusted EBITDA margin was 1.1 million euro, or 10%, an increase of 8.7% year-on-year, driven primarily by the sustainable capacity adjustment and reduced cost base due to the lift-up program, but also by general cost cuts in relation to travel and meetings. Next slide, please. I'm now on the vehicle accessibility business. So vehicle accessibility segment, and our smallest business in Handicare, overall had a revenue of 4.9 million euro, which is flat compared to last year. Vehicle accessibility has also been affected by COVID-19, and mainly due to delays of vehicles, especially in the ambulance segment. Adjusted EBITDA margin was 0.6 million euro, or 12.9%, an increase of  4.4% year-on-year, driven by the favorable changes in product mix, improved efficiency, and reduced operating expenses following the lift-up program. Next slide, please. As Henrik said, we had a cash conversion of 68% this quarter, which is in line with our target of 70%. We had a strong EBITDA, but we increased our working capital in absolute terms, mainly because of increased stock due to stock build due to Chinese New Year and preparation for Brexit. But overall, number of days were reduced, and we had an overall core working capital of 15%. Leverage net debt to EBITDA, excluding IFRS 16, of 1.4, which is lower than our financial target of  2.5, and in line with last quarter. During the period, we have paid out dividends for 2019 of 4.1 million euro, and we have also paid tax of 5.5 million. Per end of Q4, we had 49 million euros of cash, plus a revolver of 40 million, of which 37 is unutilized, which gives us a total liquidity of 86 million euros. Overall, we continue to have a strong cash position. Now, I would like to hand over to Henrik again.
Thank you, Pernilla. So, let's turn to page 9 in the presentation, and this is also, I thought it was a good opportunity to share some of my first impressions of Handicare, given that I've now been the CEO officially for 1 month. So a couple of initial impressions. First of all, I believe we have a focused management team in place and also a dedicated organization with a strong commitment to our brand, which is also now set up for growth post our lift-up program. We also have, or enjoying a leading market position in accessibility, but also where we have ample growth opportunities. In one end, we are supported by fundamental macro drivers for more home care and more use of our type of solutions in the home. But we also have opportunities to grow more in our existing markets, but also expand into new market territories, as well as to expand beyond our core stairlift offering. So this, in combination with our strong balance sheet, I believe, creates a solid foundation for Handicare to develop as a company in a positive direction also forward. So I'm excited to be on board with the team now and working in that direction. Let me also comment on the Savaria offer that was announced last week. So as you have seen, the announcement is a public cash offer of 50 per share, which is equal to a 22% premium versus our share price at the closing date of 27th of January. And it has publicly been announced. Our board of Handicare unanimously has recommended our shareholders to accept the offer, and the acceptance period will commence during around 11th of February to the 4th of March. And at this point, we refer to any further details about the proposed transaction to the public document issued from our board and from Savaria. And for us in management, and also for our full organization, we are fully focused on Handicare and developing our business forward, making everyday life easier for our customers and clients. So if we turn to the next page, page 10, to summarize this presentation, where and the quarter, we are still impacted by COVID-19, but as we have said, we have seen a recovery in our key accessibility market with some pent-up demand in Europe. We also believe that we have now the structural improvements in place and have delivered on the first phase of the Lift-Up program ahead of plan. And as a result of our solid financial position, our board has proposed a dividend of 7 cents a share, which is in line with the same as last year. And sitting now in the beginning of February, we are experiencing stricter restrictions in our key markets, particularly in Europe and as a consequence of COVID. So this is why forecasting is particularly difficult in the short term, and we are expecting the coming quarter to be a bit more volatile. Nevertheless, we are confident that we are prepared for any short-term instability, given what we have also introduced both in the lift-up and also as other measures in the company. And we also remain positive on 2021 as a whole, estimating that the full year will be in line with our financial targets. So thank you for that presentation or that review, and let's open up for questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. And as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. And your first question comes from the line of Victor Forso from ABG. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, all. Two questions from my side. Just starting with, now that we've closed the books for 2020, it would be interesting to hear a bit more of a discussion regarding the cost savings that you have experienced during the year and those tied to the lower sales and marketing expenses, for example, and what do you see now in terms of 2021, whether half of that is sustainable in new ways of working or anything else. That's my first question. And just secondly, also, it was a decent growth still in the U.S. despite the tougher comp. Just it would be interesting to hear your thoughts whether the new facility in the U.S. that you start in 2021 could even accelerate this growth from these high levels already. Thanks.
So thank you, Victor. If we start with the savings in 2020, so overall we've implemented the Lift-Up program, which overall gives a full year effect of 8 million, and those are sustained savings. And we delivered those already in Q3 with an effect of 2 million per quarter. When it comes to our more short-term savings, I would say that those are minor overall when it comes to that, because you also have additional costs because of new ways of working and measures when it comes to COVID-19. So we expect to have a good performance also going forward.
Good. And on your second question about the facility in the U.S., so the decision was made last year, and we are also in the preparatory phase of establishing this, and the plan is to do this by the end of the first half this year. And of course, this is strategic, so we know that lead times is a key purchasing criteria for our offering or our stylist products, and you know, with this we will be able to both shorten the lead time and also have an American-made product, which is important for our customers. So we believe with this that we should be in a position to also continue to drive growth in the U.S. market.
All right, thank you. And just a follow-up on the U.S. Have you, since the Capital Markets Day earlier in 2020, been able to sort of expand your current offering into new regions through new dealer networks or other channels, or have this been just dampened primarily by COVID-19?
I think overall, of course, it is more difficult, but we have continued on that strategic journey and continue on those investments to fuel growth going forward, even if it's not the easiest way when it's COVID-19, but I think we managed in a good way.
Okay, thanks. That was all.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Christopher Wright from HC Capital. Your line is now open.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the call. I was just wondering, on the accessibility result, you mentioned that some of that result was down to pent-up demand. Could you maybe kind of, I guess, call out how much that is and whether or not that's kind of a large portion of the result?
If I start by, we saw a decline in Q2, as you're probably aware of, due to COVID-19, quite significant decline. And we know that the need of stairlift has not been less, probably intensified due to the strong wish to stay at home. So there is bound to be a pent-up demand in the market, but it's very hard to quantify the exact number, so we will not be able to do that.
Yeah, okay. That's good. And then just on the accessibility results, obviously, you know, they sort of continue to kind of go from strength to strength, kind of based, you know, versus last quarter even especially as well. So was there anything there that kind of made it artificially good or, you know, sort of too good, or was that just kind of, I guess, setting a good base level where you sort of think things will continue this year?
So I think, you know, we have had a focus on the stairlift business or the accessibility business. We've done the Lift Up program, and we believe that there is strong fundamentals from the market that we will continue to have a growth in the stairlift business. So we are ready for the future, I would say, to continue to have a strong performance.
Yeah, right. I guess just on the profitability side, that it was quite a bit higher than kind of, you know, the prior years, and I was just wondering if there's any sort of, I guess, you know, sort of anything artificially benefiting that, or if that's kind of a level at which you think it's reasonable for the business to go forward.
I can't comment on that. I mean, we have confirmed our financial target for 2020-21, and I think I need to leave it at that.
Okay, cool. And just my final question, just on patient handling. Have you sort of seen results start to stabilize a bit there? And what can you maybe just kind of give a little bit more commentary around? Obviously, it kind of moves around a little bit, but it would be good to sort of see, I guess, how things are at the coalface at the moment.
Sorry, can you take it again? Sorry, I didn't follow what the question
sure.
was.
So on patient handling, can you just maybe give some more commentary whether or not this segment has stabilized?
Yeah, so overall, when it comes to, we have a focus on implementing and reducing the capacity to have that in the right capacity to where we are when it comes to our revenue. And we also done some efficiency. So overall, it still will be a focus on profitability for us for the stabilizing, because it is a little bit hard to predict due to COVID-19, the effects of how it will be going forward.
Thank you once again. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. There are no questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay. Thank you for those questions, and thank you for listening in today. We hope that you have a good rest of the day, and take with you the main points from our presentation today, that you know, we have had a strong result in Q4, and that the also structural measures that we put in place have also been in effect in Q4. Thank you all, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.